Tyler, I was, you know, based on what, a little continuation of what we left off yesterday, that there seems to be a very fascinating, you know, interesting machlokes. I told the guys in my share, this is a real Rav Abba Berman sugya. I used to tell the guys, I used to go listen to shiurim from Rav Abba Berman. Those were my share, know this. Rav Abba Berman, I used to give, he was one of the Gedalei Hador. He had a yeshiva next near Arzei Avira, and he used to give, I don't remember, it was Wednesday, he used to give shiur, one day a week, and during shiur time, when I gave shiur. So I couldn't usually go, but once in a while, I didn't give shiur, I could go listen to his shiur. And the beauty about his shiur was he didn't have to prepare, you didn't have to know any Gemara, you didn't have to know anything about the sugya, which is a very unusual for listening to a real Ian shiur, that you don't have to know anything about the Gemara. Right? Because basically what he would do is he would find the machlokes rishayim usually, and he would basically, his basic question is, what's the svara of the machlokes? And then he would just talk svaras the whole time. It was very beautiful. It was very, I mean, I don't want to say the whole time, there's obviously more to it too, but that was like the main part. Like, it was like a machlokes, and there are obviously two different, you know, the whole basic svara, they're not just some, there must be some basic machlekas going around here.
Anyway, why did he have such an unusual mahalach? And like,
where did he get it from? They say he was a Talmud of Rav Yerucham. They say he got his derech and learning from Rav Yerucham in Musar. That's a very interesting thing. I can't explain that more than that. But that's what he used to say. And he felt that he took Rav Yerucham's derech and Musar and he applied it to learning. But anyway, he was considered a very big gadol, and he said some beautiful shiurim. But that's, you know, very often, you know, like this is a very good example where the probability is that there probably is a machlekes in svara. Now, there's why we have here a machlekes, where now the hechruch might be because how you read the Gemara. Yes, it could be, I don't know if it's a starting point. It's not mukhruch that the starting point was they started the argument in Svara. Could be that the people, you know, the starting point of the Marshal was that he felt the Gemara is mukhruch his way. But it's not really so clear that it's where the starting point. The Yeshiva says the starting point is from, you know, other places. But what we have is a very interesting machlokes, is that the Marshal takes as a dover pashat that you go bas shina Hashem is totally on the din deraisa. The Marshal takes that as a dover pashat that shina Hashem is totally on the din deraisa. The Shach says no, shina Hashem is totally on lashim bnei adam, and he brings a raya from the Darim. And Ksuba, the other region, other Shani. Ksuba, and the Nisivis goes back to the Mashal's opinion, basically. And says you need a pasuk, and he brings a raya from Yoredeya, where by Min Bimino. So it's a very interesting, besides trying to figure out what everyone's raya is, but it's like, you know, the thing, it's just like, it seems to be a very, some kind of yesoidistic machlokes. Why is it, what is a havana to say that you go by the Torah? And what's the Havana to say? You don't go by the Torah. And then, once we understand what the Machlokes revolves around, or, you know, if you want to make it Chafetz Chaim Dik, which is what we would do, is where we assume that the Shach understood as far as the Marshal, or he thought he understood as far as the Marshal, and therefore when he brought a Raya from Nidorim, that's a raya against the Marshal, And Mistama the Nesivis understood the Svara of the Shach, and he brings a raya from Nimbamino, that's a raya against the Shach. So that's where we were left off yesterday. What is the Svara of the Machlaikas? All right, so we just have to smoke a cigar a little bit. What would be the two Stadim? What would be the time to say you rely on the Raisa? You go by the Raisa, and what would be as far as to say you go by Lashem B'nai Adam?
Well, Rebbe, it's hard to say as far as the Raya of the Shach is concerned that he doesn't grasp the position of the Yamshel Shlomo, that somehow the Raisa affects what's Begeder Lashem. Because if it didn't affect what's Begeder Lashem, then it's very hard to hear how the fact that it's written in the Torah is going to affect the outcome of a Neder.
Yeah, so I don't follow what you, I'm sorry, I didn't follow.
I just mean to say it's as far as the Shach's grasp of the Yamshel Shlomo's position, it's not just that, oh well, if Deraisa it's the same thing, then it doesn't count for a Shinui, because if that would be the Shach's grasp of the Yamshel Shlomo then the Chori would have no Raya from the Dharam.
Why?
Because Nedarim the Dharam is totally in the Lashon. If the Lashon is limited to B'nai Adam, and it's not that the fact that Deraisa something is not is the Deraisa calls something a the same thing, and therefore it's not a Shinui, doesn't follow that therefore it's going to impact Nedarim, because Nedarim also so is a bitui. It's
okay. I'm going to say that I'm going to shock you. I agree with you. Very rare I agree with people. It's almost in Shita. We had when in the Reshiva, those who is anyone here that's Reshiva share? Anyone here? Yeah, so there was a certain Sefer that I won't leave it nameless. You know, a bunch of people in the Rosh Hashanah, that if you set up shot and then you told Rosh Hashanah that Sefer set up shot, Rosh Hashanah would never agree with it, almost. So when guys were trying to say up shot, and so and he said to you, he said, shh, don't say that. you know you're gonna ruin it. You tell Rosh Hashanah that Sefer set up shot. You know, she was almost gonna agree, but once he heard that's, I don't know, I can't explain why, but that was almost guaranteed. So usually the Dafka, I like disagreeing with people.
What was the safe for those Shiva didn't like?
I don't want to say.
Rebbe has said
it. Said it problem,
in previous Maduras, Rebbe, you said it. So
okay. Anyway, the Maisa, I don't think he didn't like it, but he would just, you know. The Maisa, I happen to be with Shamir, I think he has a very good point that And if you learn, and this is not like the photo, the Sefer that I sent you, really, it's disagreeing with the Sefer that I sent you. The Sefer, I don't know what it is, Minchas Kohen. In other words, yesterday, we came up, I mean, I think it was right, Chaim Gordon's really Chiddush, that there's a Chakira, whether how you understand Shinoi Lashon. He understood it one way and I understood it differently. So we ended up with a Chakira. Why does Lashon make a Shinoi? So the most famous Chakira, is it a Simen or a Siva? So I was assuming that it's a Simen, that the fact that something is called a different Lashon, obviously, people don't call something two things that are the same with different words. So the fact that it has a different lashon exclusively, in other words, you don't use both, shows that in the perspective of the people, it's considered something different. So if you would say like me, so then what's the machlokes? Assuming everyone agrees to that, the marshal and the Shach would agree with that, assuming, before we get to Shamir. So then the machlokes would be that if the Torah gives it one lashon, that means that the Torah's Das Torah is the Simen, that the Torah's Das Torah is that it's one thing. The Bnei Adam give it a different lashon. It's a simon that in Das Bnei Adam, they view it as two things. So the question is, which Das takes precedence to make a shinoi, to be considered a shinoi? Do we follow Das Bnei Adam, or do we follow, in other words, do we follow Das Torah? You know, they say, well, of course we should follow Das Torah, but that's not necessary, because it's not a halacha. It's a mitzvah. So you say, since in mitzvahs, people view it differently. So even though the Torah says otherwise, maybe we follow for this, the Das of people. So it would be, according to the way I would learn, superficially, when I was learning Simon, so then the Shach Svara is, that granted you have a, not the Shach, the Marshal Svara is, that granted that Lashon B'nai Adam is a Simon, that people view it as a different, but you have a raya from the Torah that they're not different. So there's like a machloikis between the Torah and the Bnei Adam. Are they really two things or are they one thing? And there's a, and the made of this, and then Marshal will be saying the halacha is that when the people argue with the Torah, we don't follow the people. We listen to the Torah. We don't listen to the crazy people. I told people we're doing in the yeshiva now, we're doing Hilchos Brachos. I don't know, did I say this? So I went to Rav Scheinberg, and the bracha of juice, the Mishnah Berurah says, the reason why we make a shako on juice and by grapes, we make a bar priagothen, but by every other juice, we make a shako because grapes is made to be for juice. So therefore the juice is kosher. But everything else, that's not what it's made for. So it's not the normal eating. So therefore you make a shakel. So I asked Rav Scheinberg that today, in today's world, I assume more oranges are grown for orange juice than people eat oranges. I would assume so. So
that make it a shavach though?
What?
That makes it a shavach the same way wine is a shavach.
Well, the Mishnah Berurah's reason he gives is because it's not.
Isn't that a gemara though? That
the gemara is not what it's grown for. It's not what it's meant for. That is what it's meant for. That was my question. I don't know. I'm not in the Indian. I just remember I asked him this question. So his answer was, we don't care about these crazy Americans. Oranges are meant to be eaten, not to be squeezed for juice. The Americans, they eat juice out of it. That's because they're nuts. But see, like that's not what oranges are meant for. Because Shmuel could create oranges. He didn't make it for juice. He made it to eat.
Well, is there anyone who actually eats coffee beans?
Anyone who actually
eats coffee beans?
Can't hear you. Why don't we make an adama on coffee beans?
Coffee
I don't know. That's cooked. There is such a sheet that you make an adama on coffee beans.
But I'm saying the coffee itself should also, I mean, it's right. Doesn't apply
okay,
to coffee.
Okay, but this is
it's a chumra.
What? But getting back here, so I understood the marshal in my logic before Chaim Gordon came along, is that I understood the marshal saying that shinoi is a that the shinoi lashon is a simon. If there's a shinei lashon among Bnei Adam and not a shinei lashon, and in the Torah there's no shinei lashon, so we have a machloikis in Hashkafa between the Torah and Bnei Adam. The Torah obviously holds that they're not different because they give it the same lashon. So it's a simon, where I was learning in simon, that it's a simon that the Torah feels it's the same, and it's a simon that people feel it's different. And the shaila is who wins when you have a machlokes? Because obviously in halacha you go by the Torah, but things that aren't halacha, maybe it's not governed by the Torah. Just like by Rav Scheinberg said, by Jew, but you could hear that by brachas you go by people. You don't know. So it could be that by shinoi kaina, the definition of shinoi is what people think is a different man, not what Hashem thinks is a different man. So that would matter. And that would be the machlekes, the marshal with the Shulchan Aruch. So Shamir is asking a good question on me, that he says, if that's the whole svar of the marshal, that the Marshal held that when you that it's a simon. Shinoi in the Lashon is a simon. And the machlo and it's a shaida when you have a machloikis in hashkafa between the Torah and the Lashon of people, who wins? So that would have nothing to do with the Darim, because the Darim, it's not a question that there's a machlokes. The Darim is a din, that Lashon is defined, the Darim is a din in Hilchus Lashon. The Torah says, Bitus Vasayim, and the definition of Lashon is whatever people make up, that's called the Lashon. It's not because we're saying that people are more right than the Torah is wrong, so to speak. We're not overriding the Torah. We're just saying that this is the definition of language. Language is what is defined by people. People speak a language, that becomes a language, even though it's grammatically incorrect. You know, there's harufasi, you know, whatever, I don't remember in Kedushin, but really the word does not mean Kedushin. I think that's what the example there was. I think that's what the Taifas Rid said, if I remember it correctly. But once it became a nickname, that's what people use it for Kedushin, then it becomes a Lashon Kedushin.
People more and more, they use bad grammar, and they use it so much that it becomes considered accepted English.
Right, that's right.
They use it enough, and now all of a sudden, now this is proper English because they use it for so long.
That's right. So even though, you know, there is a fact that you're not really arguing with the Torah, you're saying that it's an einachinami. This is grammatically incorrect as far as the Torah is concerned. But language is a form of communication. That's what language is. And language is defined by, language becomes defined by what people mean. Because if in this country, that's what it means, and then you're communicating, then that defines it as a language. But the fact that in Hilchus Nedarim, we go buzzer b'nei Adam rather than b'nei Shamayim is not, according to me, is not an indication to over here, because of it by Nedarim, it's the reason why we go buzzer b'nei Adam, because a neder is totally on a language, and language are defined by people. Because the definition of a language is to communicate. So it could be maybe if one person makes up his own language, it's not a language. But if there's a group of people, a country, they make up a language, even if it's grammatically incorrect. If the blacks talk a certain way, it might be whether it's grammatically incorrect, this is their language. Now it becomes, it's proper language. It's a language. So what that would have nothing to do with the Marshal. The Marshal saying a different way. I learned that the Marshal saying a svara that when we have a machloikis in hashkafa, whether or not the Torah says that this is the same, and people say it's different, who do we follow? Well, that has nothing to do with the Darim, right? That's what I see what you're saying, Shimran. I'm not misquoting. I hope. So therefore, what do you say? So what do you have to prove? Zemen the fun. So Zemen the fun that the Shach did not understand the Marshal the way I understood the Marshal, right? That's what he's saying. In other words, I understood the Marshal that Lashon is a simon. And the Shaila is when we have a simon, that the Torah views it as one thing and the Bnei Adam views it as two things, is it considered one thing or two things? Whose opinion wins the day? So they'd be like Rav Scheinberg saying, the Torah says oranges are made to be eaten, but people insist that oranges are made for orange juice. So now, since the Maisa were in the world with people, so whose opinion works? The Gabi Brachas, like whose opinion do we follow? Do we follow the Torah because obviously the Torah is more smarter? Or do we follow, what's the difference who's smart? That's the way the world is, or the world feels that way. So who cares who's smarter? You know, but that would have no riots from the Darim. So how would you have to explain the Shach Svara, not the Shach, the Marshal Svara in a way that would explain how the Shach shrugged it up? So what would you say?
I mean, I personally would understand it that it's considered part of the integrated language, meaning that that's so cool. So even if we don't necessarily speak that way, but we are not saying but l'dayte that a Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks that way, so then therefore it's accepted by us that even a small animal is called an isle, and even a small or called a shore, it's accepted language by us. If Kadosh Baruch Hu uses that language, it's in the Torah, or Yaakov Avinu used that language in the Torah, then that's acceptable. That's an acceptable way to refer to those things.
Okay, so that sounds, I hear, I think I may agree, but I think that makes sense. If you say like Chaim, you said that Shinui Lashon Kaina is that the Lashon is not a simen, but it's a Siba. In other words, if the Lashon is a simen, so then it's a little hard to is. You have just because the in other words, just because the people define by Nedarim, this is a Lashon, but so what? But we still have the simen that the Torah disagrees with you. But if you say it's a Siba, which is what Chaim said, which is so that the thing that makes the Shinui is the fact that there's a Shinui Lashon. The Shinui Lashon is what makes it a Shinui. It's not a Semen, it's a Siba. So then the Raya from the Dorim is very good, because the Dorim proves that we, at the end of the day, we accept the Lashon, in Hilchus Lashon, we go Basa Lashon Bnei Adam. So what are you telling me? The Lashon makes the Shinui. This Lashon is, the Lashon of Torah is no longer used anymore. And now it is supplemented, not something that's the right word. It is pushed out by the Lashon of Bnei Adam. So there is no Shinui in the Lashon, right? So the Marshal Svara, what it is, in other words, working backwards. So then, in other words, you would say, Chayra, when it would come out, not like me, I'm ready to admit, that both the pashas would be that at least in Marshal, then Shach assumed that the Marshal was also the Shach himself learned that it's totally in a Shinui, it's a Siba. He assumed that the Marshal is also learning it's a Siba. And he's assuming that the Marshal is saying that since we define Lashon by what Akash Baruch Hu said, because obviously Akash Baruch Hu is smart, is great. Akash Baruch Hu's opinion wins to define what the Lashon is. Therefore, there's no Siba to make it to. Says the Shach, you're wrong, because in Hilchus Lashon, even though people are not as smart as Akash Baruch Hu, but in Hilchus Lashon, they win. And the Lashon is defined by people. And therefore, once the Lashon is defined by people, so then you have the Siba based on the people. So the Shach has a very beautiful Raya against the Marshal. The Marshal we would say that the Shach understood the Marshal correctly. The Marshal will say that even you don't really have such a great Raya from the Dorim, because you can probably mechalek somewhat that the different, the Gabi, the Shinus, the Gabi this, and the Gabi that. But the Shach was bringing a Raya that in Hilchus Lashon, because everything is totally in Hilchus Lashon, because it's Lashon is a Siba. It's not a Simen, it's a Siba. Right? That's what would come out.
Rabbi, sorry, I came on a drop late if we already discussed it. Just the Bekiyas and Nedarim, when we say Bites Fasayim, so we don't care about the Nodar's Kavana? It just goes by his words?
We need both. Obviously, if the Nodar didn't have Kavana, so it's not Piv Aliva Shavim, so the Nodar is not Chau. But if he had Kavana, even if we know he had Kavana, but he didn't have a pitas for sign. It's also not chal. So let's say he holds up a sign. Let's say he tells people, he says, I'm making a public announcement. Every time I say apple, I mean orange. We have these guys in yeshiva sometimes. They have to be different. So whenever I'm gonna say apple, I mean orange. Now I'm making a neder, I'm answering apples. And he means oranges. And everyone knows he means oranges. The neder would not be chal because it's not a lashon. A lashon, we had this last year in Kedushin, that even by Kedushin, if you make, at least the Mishnah Berurah said, I'm not sure, there was a piece here in the Mishnah Berurah based on the sugya of Charufa in Kedushin. Mishnah Berurah paskin that even if a man would make up his own lashon and he would tell the Eidim that, I want to marry this girl, but I don't want anyone to know. So I'm going to talk to her I made up my own personal language, just me and her and you, the only people that know this language. And when I say this and this, I mean to marry her. She knows that, we all four together. The Mishnah Berurah says it would not work because it's not a lashon. It has to be, if you're speaking French, that would be a lashon. I think he even says it could be if you're speaking French, even in a country that doesn't speak French, because once it's spoken language, so I'm not sure about that. But Mishnah Berurah has the same shaita by Hilchos Tefila. Maybe he's debating it. He has a shaita in Hilchos Tefila that you're allowed to daven in any language, but he questions what's called the language. And he discusses, he equates it to Kedushin. But he definitely says that you can't just make up your own language and call it a language. Even though we know this is what you mean, but that's not a language. That he definitely says before. He says that's true by davening, and it's true by kedushin. So it's for sure true also by nedarim. The fact that you may say apple means oranges, it's not going to be chal. Now, it won't be chal what you said either, because it's not pivot legal shavim. But it won't be, but by Nidorim, you need a bitui for sign. So the shach is bringing a raya that your yaitzi, your din bitui for sign by going baser b'nei adam. You wouldn't be yaitzi, your din bitui for sign by going baser b'nei shamayim. In other words, if a word that b'nei adam means one thing and b'nei shamayim means something else, which I'm sure there are words like that. I'm not sure offhand what the example is. And you use that word in your nether. So if you meant what bidei adam, then the nether is chal. But if you meant the definition of that word, what bidei shamayim means, it wouldn't be chal. That's not what the word means. Because the word means now, according to bidei adam. What?
There's still a difference between the darim and the Nedarim, we do have a language and we know that we need his das. So between the language and his das, it should work. Masha Ein Kain and Shinui Hashem, we have a question over here, which Shinui Hashem do we go by? Which one of them is a Siba? Is it the Lashon Torah or Lashon Bnei Adam? We're not denying that there is a Lashon Bnei Adam.
No, but the Lashon Bnei Adam, if it works by Nedarim, what it shows is it's almost like pushes out the Lashon Torah. The Lashon Torah is no longer invalidated. It goes back to the relics.
Well, it depends.
Like if you would try and bekaish a person by speaking Latin, or you would make a neder in Latin. So even though Latin, I suspect the Mishnah, we would hold that it's not a good neder, even because Latin is not a spoken language. It's not a language anymore. And maybe Latin, people still know Latin, but you'll find some, you're some historian and you'll find some ancient language that was used by some people that they don't use anymore and no one knows it. And you decide, but you're a scholar and you know it, and you go ahead and you make a neder using that language. I do not believe you would be, the neder would be chal, because bizman hazeh, it's not a language.
So why is there a
if you use the lashon of the Torah, but if bizman hazeh, that's not what it means. And even if you meant what the Torah meant, I don't think the neder is chal. And that's what the Shach is bringing, that the Torah's language stops being a language, because language is not totally, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu is smarter, and obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right, and obviously it's these Meshuggah Americans, over Saif, in Hilchus language, the definition of a language is what people speak. And if people stop speaking it, it stops being a language. So that's what the Shach's Rai is. That language, according to, and which is very good, according to Chaim Gordon, the definition of Shinoi Kaina is it has to be the language is what makes the Shinoi, Shinoi Hashem. So the Torah, that vernacular, is almost discounted. It doesn't halachically, it's no longer it can assume to be a Lashon. That's a very beautiful raya. That's a perfect raya. Right. So that would mean, not like, in other words, what's very interesting is the sefer I sent you. I did a very simple trick. I don't know who the sefer is, but I put in to the computer search, I put in Shinei Hashem and Simen Siva. I figured anyone asked this chakira. And it came out a few people have this chakira. I at least found two people that cleared this chakira. One was Rashiva Pampanovich and Bergman, I think is the one, have this chakira. And then, but this sefer was maybe clearer. So I photocopied this sefer. But he has this chakira, whether Shinei Hashem is a Simen or a Siva. So that was, but we said, and I would agree with Shamir, that so he says that the Shach personally, what does he say? This person, I mean, I think I don't remember. I don't know, it's a safer. He said that the again, what did he say? He said that. Where's the shank? Here it is. He says.
It seems like not the way Rebbe said yesterday.
Right, I agree. I'm ready to agree to me that I got schlugged up. I'm ready to get schlugged up. He's saying, but I'm arguing with him. He says that there are two ways of saying it. Similar to Siba. He says that the as far as the Shach and the Marshal, the Shach who says that we go Buster Bismana Zeh. Mistama learned Siba, no?
That's what the last paragraph.
Right. I mean, I don't have this sheet here for some reason. And I didn't, and he says Misvara de Nafshe, that in Svara, the Shach must mean Siba. But while the Marshal could be either way. Right? I think that's what he comes out. I don't have to say.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
So we said not like that. We said that in Svara, per se, I could hear the Shach also Simen, because I could hear in Svara that it's a machloikas whose das is takes, when you have a machloikas in Hashkafa, in attitude, whether it's a Shinoi with a Simen, whose opinion do you follow? Because since you're living in modern world, there's a possibility that we follow the modern world's opinion. So I don't see his raya that the Shach must be Simen. I don't see. However, I have a different raya that the Shach must be Simen, not because of his raya. I have a different raya. My raya is what Shamir's raya is, because if the Shach learns Simen, then I don't see how he could have brought a raya from the Durim against the Marshal. Therefore, that's what I know. In other words, I like his Chakira, and I agree with him at the end result that the Shach must mean Siba, but not for the reason that he gives, but for a different reason. And since we would like to assume that Mistama the Shach got right Pshat in the Marshal, so then I would probably assume that the Marshal also meant Siba, and I would be, agree that I get got schlugged up. Okay, I can get schlugged up. I agree. That's what it would seem, that the Marshal would be a right as he says. I think the Marshal has to be Seaman Seba, because why else would you follow the language of Bisman Azer? Every place have a different language. I don't hear that, because I could hear that it's a Simon. It's a Simon that in this place is different. And the Shaila is, which place, when you're passing Halacha, do you go buser the das of the place that you're in or not? Or you go buser the das in the Torah? So I don't see his raya.
I mean, it's not so easy, Rebbe, to hear. No, because if the pshat is that it's a Simon to, the question is it a simon that it's enough of a change in this item to be considered like a shinei maisa? So then the Torah, like is, right, like Rebbe said, is the MS. So we should go by that.
Right, but the thing is that, just like I said, what would be, I hear them pashas and simon the other way, because what if something has no name in the Torah? So everyone would agree. I don't think anyone's going to tell me that there's no din of shinei Hashem if something doesn't have a name in the Torah. I don't know. I mean, I doubt it. Yeah. Torah things, you know, if you take a telephone and you make a Shina Hashem, you turn the telephone into a telescope, there's somebody you can become a Shina Hashem. You say, well, there's no such thing in the Torah as a telephone. So the apparently the criteria of Shinui Hashem is governed by what society that you're living in feel. You know, there's a Shinui. The criteria of a Shinui is what makes something a change is, according to the Mar, if I was learning like myself, I would say that if I was putting it in a shock, I would say the shock holds logically that the fact that the Torah didn't consider it a Shinui, that's true, but people today consider it a Shinui. And once people today consider it a Shinui, that's called a Shinui, because you're living in the world today. So you did a major, you so to speak, it's like a major hurt. If you look at it like it's a form of hezek, and I'm sorry, hezek, because it could be you made the Shinui better, but it's like a hezek. You did a major hezek to the God, to the Nignav. You totally changed his object into something else. Now, the Torah doesn't view it as a change, but people today view it as a change. So the guy be him, and the guy be you. You know, you live in your society, in your hargushes, in your feelings. The way people feel today, people feel it that it's a tremendous, that it's a change. So that would have been that's how I would have learned the Shach Svara. And I would have said, you know, that's how I started yesterday, that I thought that Machlokes the Shach and the Marshal was that everyone's earning simon, because I wasn't smart enough to think of Chaim Gordon Pshat. I didn't think of it. So I was earning simon. And I think that's a very nice machlokes, that the Marshal says, like you, that obviously you have a simon what Hashem thinks and a simon what people think. So who cares what people think when Hashem tells you otherwise? It's like Rav Scheinberg. Who cares about these crazy Americans when Hashem tells you otherwise? So that will be the Marshal. And the Shach would be saying that, no, that since we live in the world of today, it's a Shinui. People view it as a Shinui, consider it a Shinui. We have a Simon that people today consider it a Shinui. So the Halacha is governed in Shinui Hashem, in Shinui, by whether if today it's a Shinui. But the problem is, and there's no raya from the Dorim, because the Dorim is not because you have a machlekes between, do you live do you follow the hashkafas of today, or you follow the hashkafas of yesterday? The Dorim is a machlekes in Hilchos Lashon. Doesn't sound like it's the same machlekes. So therefore, it would be much nicer to say, I want to get to the Nesivis, so we have a chance, that the Shach understood the Marshal like Chaim Gordon, that Lashon is a Siba. The fact that you have a different Lashon is a different shame, is a Siba that makes you different. And therefore, he says that the emes of shame is he can't deny that the emes lashon is the Torah's lashon. In fact, that, you know, and therefore the Marshal says it's not called the Shinui. Says in the Marshach, it's not true because lashon changes. Because we see from Tzuva and by Nedarim that we follow in lashon, we go basa lashon b'nei adam. And that would be the machlokes.
In the yesterday, in the Simim Shah, which we're not saying, Rebbe would still say in the Marshal that the Marshal would agree by the telephone telescope example, right?
Yes, because there is no
Torah tells you not to.
Yes, but when there's a machlokes between, even not just a Torah, even in noodles. I gave the example that when I was growing up, spaghetti was spaghetti. And even if they made skinny spaghetti, it's also called spaghetti. And today they have two words for spaghetti. So you say, well, there's a machlokes. 50 years ago, this was called spaghetti. It's not a shinui Hashem. Today it's called angel hair. So it is a shinui Hashem, or some other fancy words I can't pronounce, but whatever they call it. They call it something with an L, I think. So today it's a shinui Hashem. So I would say even the Rasha would agree that rather the present wins out. It's only when you're arguing with the Torah, then the Rasha would probably say that the Torah, the Torah rules supreme. Yeah, but okay. But anyway, but let's jump to the Nesivis. So now it was very interesting is the Nesivis who saw the Shach, right? And he saw the Shach's Raya from Nedarim. And yet he has the audacity to come back and say that the Marshal is right. How is that right? That's fascinating. The Marshal, something's funny here. The Marshal, the Shach saw that the Nesivis saw the Shach's Raya. He doesn't say anything about the Shach's Raya, does he? I don't think he said anything. Right? He doesn't, in other words, it's strange. The Shach, the Nesivis, he doesn't come along and explain why the Shach's Raya is not a good Raya. And instead, he brings a different Raya the other way. So, we have to understand, first of all, what his raya is the other way. Why there's not, and isn't the Nesivis obligated to explain why the Shach's raya is not a good raya? Unless what the Nesivis is saying is that the Shach got the wrong Sara. And therefore, there's the structure would be that the Shach's raya is proving a different Sara. And therefore, once there's a different svara, then the Nesivis is raya. The Nesivis is raya, is proving a different svara, and then the Shach's raya becomes irrelevant. Okay, but okay, I don't know. But let's read it inside. I have this Nesivis. Okay, I'm not sure I want to read it inside. Let's try and read it. We also did the Gra yesterday. We did the Gra. The Gra, but okay. Let's read the Nesivis quickly. But I want to get back to the Gra and maybe leave the Nesivis think about it a little bit. What a is died. I'm in the second column of the Nesivis. The Shina Hashem, but Oshina Amaisa, the Kami Deraisa, because Shina Hashem the Chud. In other words, there's sometimes you can just have a quasi Shina Hashem. And it just acts as a booster to help you come to help you come with Shinei Maisa. So that's altogether different. When we're discussing when the Shinei Hashem is doing it all by itself, nothing to do with the Shinei Maisa. That's how we're learning our sugya. That the Gemara was asking on Rabbi Hanina, I think it was, that he doesn't agree with Rabbi Loi. He holds that this is not a Shinui Maisa at all, because it happens naturally. So it's not a tzeder, it's not a shinei ma'is at all. But the Gemara was asking that shinei Hashem by itself should make the difference. So he says, shinei Hashem, shinei ma'is, the kind of rights and because shinei Hashem, the inin shinei Hashem dekra. So I'm not sure, you know, what Rafi, what you asked me, the inin shinei Hashem dekra. What would happen if there's no pasuk in the, like my example of a telephone? So what would the nesiva say? The nesiva means, you know, his language, the inin shinei Hashem dekra is a little bit, he's not saying, the language is not saying, like what we thought, that of course you don't need Shina Hashem the Kra. It's just that if there's a machlokes between the Kra and modern times, the Kra wins out. But his Lashon is not like that. He said, be Enan Shina Hashem the Kra. So I don't know. It'll be a little radical.
But in Shirin Hashem, the Krah means that the Krah defines objectivity. I mean, theoretically, there could be other measures of objectivity.
Yeah, but then the Lashon, I'm just saying the Lashon, the Be'in and Shirin Hashem, the Krah is a little, then becomes a little loud dafka. You don't always need Shirin Hashem, the Krah. It just, if there is a Krah, then you have to be Shirin Hashem, the Krah. But the language, I don't know whether what the nesivus would hold. Does the nesivus mean that you the simple reading of his words is that if you stole a telephone and you turn to a telescope, it would not be kinda, because assuming it's not a shinei ma'isa, it's only a shinei Hashem. It's assuming that you didn't really do too much to change it, but just that middle minor change gives it a different name. Okay, you took a pair of glasses. And you took off the, and you now it's called, instead of being called the glasses, it's called, I don't know what it's called, but the thing that they wear on your nose. It must have, they have a different
it's a visor. It's a visor instead.
A what?
A visor.
A visor. So you take off one of the things. And now, so maybe that's might be a minor Shinei Hashem, Shinei Ma'isa, theoretically, I could hear. Because basically you could just put the handles back on, and you just but you know, that might be not be called, you're gonna get to buy new handles. That might not be called Shinei Ma'isa, but it's so the mashmos of the nesivus is that would not work as a Shinei Hashem. I do not know. Kimashikos of a Raj.
It would come out of, if we read it literally, that, I mean, how often is there gonna be a Kenyan of a Shinei Hashem? How often do we have something in it, like the Torah is not that long. How often does the Torah? Right.
We got to see his Ryan. And before we see his, he has a
yes. I don't know. Yes, but I listen. There are people that Bechlal don't hold the Kenyan Shina Hashem. I mean, the Gemara seems to be saying it, but it's not so simple. I think people that want to the. I think I was saw if someone said that not everyone agreed that there's a thing as Kenyan Hashem, so. You know, that he's going to have a very limited Kenyan Shinei Hashem. Kenyan, I don't know if that's so terrible. And I'm not sure how many, even in Metzias, how many cases you have a Shinei Hashem, which is not a Shinei Ma'isa. It's not so common. Kenyan Shinei Kroh, Kamash, because of a Rajba. Okay, so this is in Chudin. Alpi Achavis Das. The Chav is Das. Who wrote the Chav is Das?
Nesivus.
Yeah. So he's quoting. I think so too. So he's quoting. I don't know if he's quoting himself. It's the person who's footnoting him. And he's saying it, right? I think that is correct. The Chav is Das is Nesivus. I think so, yes. So he's basically quoting himself, or Mr. Whoever put the footnote here. It's telling you to look up to Nesivus himself in your idea. Kabi min b'mino b'shma. Right? In other words, I forgot my Yoridea. To someone who learned Yoridea recently. So there's a din in bito. There's a nafkamina lalacha b'min b'mino and min b'she'en omino. Right? How much do you need? What, someone help us out with their, that they learned Yoridea recently? Min bemino is bato.
I think it's discussing yesh lo matirin. And then by yesh lo matirin, min bemino, if I remember correctly, is more chomer.
Min bemino by yesh lo matirin? That's what it's discussing? Not by bito berayv?
I believe
it. Min bemino, if it's not cooked, is bato berayv. If it's if it's cooked, you still need batal b'shishim, I think, right?
When we discuss distinctions of shmal love or not, I believe that's only relevant to yesh lo matirin.
Okay, what's it? So since you have more b'kiyas here, and I didn't look it up yet, so what is this about whether the min b'mino is batal, but if it's yesh lo matirin, then there's no bito.
Correct.
And if it's shmar, what they're doing is shmar, not what's
the definition of min b'mino is whether it has the same shame. It's not totally in time.
One second, in other words, well, let's get to the key. So min b'she'en omino is bato inus is yeshu matirim, but min b'mino is not bato is yeshu matirim. Oh, okay, I forgot this, my yoredeya. So he's saying that min bimino.
Min bimino is tanaim, right?
What?
I think min bimino is machlokas tanaim, whether it's batal or not, right?
That's the machlokas in Kol HaTorah Kula, but as far as yesh lo matirin, everyone agrees.
Even according to Rabbanan, there's a problem.
Right, again, yeah, there's fancy svaras that say why it's an adkam pligi, but yes.
Okay, so I spoke to this guy. That's what happened. You don't look something up. So I thought we were talking about regular bito, but Shamir is telling us that we're talking about bito when it's the darshesh matirim. So by min b'mino mishma, so there's a special din when it has a shame. You know, there's a din of min b'mino and a din of min b'she'en omino. It's an afkemina l'alocha. So he says, to call sheshavim b'lashon ha'mikra hu min b'mino. So we see that the definition of min bimino is defined by the Lashon HaTorah. Mitam, to call, what's that, which to call Shabbat? HaTorah Bekbidolav. I don't know what that means. Call Shabbat.
Mikavan, it's Mikavan, no? Well, we have it in front of us. The Kavan should the Kol Shabbat HaTorah, the Pida love. Yeah, it seems like we're missing a Bahulu. But yeah, it doesn't spell out the entirety. We surely look up this Havas Das. If the Torah came as Makbe, I guess as far as referring to both of them as one, so that's when we say they're genuinely one, despite the fact that they have two different Toms, but not exactly the same. And they're not exactly the same, but the Torah calls it as one. So then that's when we say that's called min bimino.
The Torah considers it one, so it's considered one. So l'chaira, okay, we have to look this up. I agree. That would be a good idea. But it sounds like that this is not a question hilchos lashon, right? Doesn't sound like, in other words, it sounds like sounds really very interesting. We need to look this up and we need to do some it seems like that the Nesivas and the Shach are going, they're bringing opposite rayas, and the Nesivas doesn't seem obligated to deal with the Shach's raya. And I suspect the Shach did not seem obligated to deal with the Nesivas' raya because they seem to be focusing on different things. The Shach was bringing a raya in what is a hilchos lashon, and the Nesivas, it seems to be bringing a raya whether the Torah considers it one min or two min. It's not a question in lashon; it's a question in how the Torah views it. Is it viewed as one min or is it viewed as two min? There's a special dinim that when it's min b'mino. So it has different dinim. So the Torah says, Torah is telling us this is a min bimino. And in my perspective, you know, the Nesivas sounds much more like I was saying. That it's that the language is a simon, is it defines how the Torah, we view it. Okay. Anyway, I think we should look this up. Let's wait till tomorrow. But it
yeah, would... I'm just a little confused about the Nesivos, because when Rava asked that Niknina Bashina Hashem, so he's asking Mikoach Lashon B'nei Adam, or he's asking Mikoach Lashon Torah?
I do not know. It depends how you read the Bina Shina Hashem Nikra. It could be he's asking Mikoach Lashon Torah, even, because it's Treven Asa Ayo. I saw people say that even in the Torah uses this Treven Asa Ayo Lashon. We find in places that the Torah does distinguish. It's just, Rava is just answering that sometimes the Torah doesn't distinguish, but usually the Torah does distinguish. Okay, anyway, let's just leave this, because I think I want to look it up, because it sounds to me like there's something very Yesidistic here. You know, there's a fact, but we're just to put down where we're trying to go. One is, we're a little bit bothered why the Nesivos doesn't feel obligated to deal with the Shach's Raya. Like, the Shach brought a Raya that he's right. So, you know, Nesivos, okay, you bring a Raya that he's wrong, but you gotta deal with his Raya that he said he brought a Raya that he's right. The Shach brought a Raya against the Marshal. So, okay, you got a Raya that the Marshal's right, but you're not solving the problem. So now you're creating a Stira. Second of all, it sounds like that the Shach's Raya and the Nesivos Raya are going on different points, which is probably might be good to answer, you know, Chodmit Rezitz Karvata, because the Shach's Raya seems to be a Raya in defining what Lashon is, while L'chaira, the din of Min B'Mino, is not a din in Hilchus Lashon. Nedarim is a din in Hilchus Lashon. Ksuva is a Lashon. You have to write a Lashon. There's no Lashon in Min B'Mino. Min B'Mino is Bittul. No one's talking. There's no Hilchus Lashon in Min B'Mino. So it seems if we say, like we start on the beginning of the share today, that the Chaim Gordon is right, that the criteria of the whole sugya is in Hilchus Lashon, because Lashon is the Siva. So what is the Siva is doing by bringing a Raya which has nothing to do with Lashon? So I don't know. Let's wait till tomorrow. Let's think this out. But it could be.
The Lachar is beautiful.
Yeah, the Lachar is beautiful. But before we decide it's beautiful, we should check out. You know, right? I understand. The Lachar is beautiful. Okay. Anyway, that's just one. This is one more second. What did we say with the grub? Did we say yesterday we're trying to grub? Anyone have any ideas what Chan that Gra is? No? Okay, so I guess we should leave it then.
I mean, if you wanted to, you could say that he learns that the question, the person who asked the question, that the sheep who says Shini Hashem, Gufa learns that Chan Rabbi Law, but I mean, it doesn't sound so good. I mean, you have the Marshal and the Shach both understanding Derek.
In other words, I happen to think if that's what it sounds like in Aleph also, because in Aleph he says, "Avol Taima deRavi Loi Mishem Shine Maisa," which means that's not so pashut. So it sounds like I don't want to go over that, but it just sounds like that he's giving a different answer to defend the Shulchan Aruch, different than the Shach. Meaning the Shach's kasha on the Shulchan Aruch is, I mean, the Marshal's kasha on the Shulchan Aruch was that he's going against the Gemara, he's going against Rava. So it sounds like the Gra is saying, yeah, I'm going against Rava. But Rabbi Loi obviously argued with Rava, because Rabbi Loi said, Gun of Tlev and Asa Ayu is Kaina. And Rabbi Loi meant Kaina with a Shine Hashem. So you have a Machlek is Amaraim. The Gemara asks the Kasha of Chanina, why doesn't Rabbi Chanina hold this Shina Hashem? The Gemara gives an answer. But Lamaisa, the Gemara is saying beferish that Rabbi Loi doesn't agree. Rabbi Loi holds that it is a Shina Hashem. So that's what he's saying. And Beis is a very beautiful Gra. Pasuk Rabbi Loi.
Is that Rabbi Eloy saying Mikoach Shinu Hashem and not Shinu Maisa?
What?
So is that Rabbi Eloy saying it Mikoach Shinu Hashem and not Shinu Maisa?
Yes.
That, I mean, Tosas doesn't seem to learn it that way.
But that's what you, but look at the Gra. The Gra says in Ois Aleph, Abel Taime de Rabbi Eloy Mishem Shinu Maisa. Now, Ois Aleph was explaining Shad in the Rush, which is arguing with the Shulchan Aruch. Right? That's what he's doing in Ois Aleph. So he's saying there he may goes out of his way to make a point that Tain Rabbi Eloy is Mishum Shina Maisa. And but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't agree with that. And that's what he's saying in Beis. Pasik Rabbi Eloy. In other words, he's learning the Shulchan Aruch is learning that Rabbi Eloy was being kind of Shina Maisa. So not al shine ma'isa. Mimele the Gemara asked the Kasha Rabbi Chanina, who argued Rabbi Eloy, why do you have a shine Hashem? The Gemara answered because Tzle ben Yamin the Nigra Shor ben Yamin when they got the last right. Shor ben Yamin Nigra Shor, you know, Amra Shor ben Yamin Nigra Kori Shor. I ben Yamin Kori Ayo. But that's all to defend Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Eloy disagrees. So okay, so Rabbi Eloy disagrees. So I'm out the passing like Rabbi Eloy.
Right. I guess what bothers me is that we don't see the Shach or the Marshal entertaining that possibility, like the Mamish.
Yeah, but the Groza,
yeah. Okay, I'm just saying it's just interesting as far as Derech Liman of Gemara. There seems to be if we're gonna Medayik like that, there seems to be a pretty divergent Derech.
Okay, I thought that was very interesting, but okay, that's what it sounds like to go. Okay, let's leave it. You think about it for tomorrow too. Okay, so tomorrow, I have to look up, and maybe if the guys have a chance, it might be to look up this Chavas Das in your Yoredeya, Simen Tzadik Chesif Gito, so you know what we're talking about, and then we'll try and figure this out, hopefully. Okay, can I just
clarify something? Yes. That it comes out, according to the Gra, he's saying that Rabbi Eloy, when Rabbi Eloy says Nasa Shinu Bikana, it's a Shinu Hashem.
Right.
Rabbi Chanina is bringing a Braisa to disagree with him.
Right.
And Rabbi Chanina is talking to Rabbi Eloy, so he's saying we see from the Braisa that Shinu Hashem, it's not. Right. And then Rabbi Zeira just comes and says, "Oh, but Belikninu B'Shinu Hashem."
Yeah. Well, I don't understand you, Rabbi Chanina. Why you don't make any sense? You brought a Braisa that says Rabbi Eloy is wrong, but what's your Svara? Yeah, he's asking him that you're that right, and Svara, Rabbi Eloy is right, and you're wrong.